Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The hallmark of any good versus evil story often rests on the standard of the villain. Much like a superhero needs their counterpart, a rich and engrossing RPG needs a strong antagonist. After all, what's the point in conquering many pitfalls, challenges, and evils along the way if you're only going to get a lackluster, forgettable denouement for your troubles? Yet what makes a villain great isn't always a black and white, I must destroy the world for reasons mindset. Sure, there are some of those on this list, but they at least have reasons why they want to do it. Not always though, some are just so dastardly that they've earned their place on this list by sheer evil determination, which you can't help but admire. Well, from afar. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 best RPG villains of all time. Number 10, Sidney Lostrat, Vagrant Story. Kicking this list off is the criminally underrated Vagrant Story, a game that, despite high acclaim, never saw more after its first offering. Lament aside, it did give us both a memorable setting and some stellar storytelling at the start of the millennium. The city of Le Monde offered a wealth of sinister intent and nasty surprises, but all of that pales in comparison to the presence of Sidney Lostrat. As the enigmatic leader of Mullen Camp, a cult out to learn the secrets of Le Monde, Sidney is a powerful and elusive antagonist. Yet as the story develops, you learn of Sidney's real motivation. He's actually the Duke's son and is trying to rid the curse of the dark that plagues his family. Having used it to save him from a terminal illness, Sidney secretly strives to repay the debt his father earned by passing on the evil. He may not be the endgame villain you expect, but for the majority of the story, we're led to believe he is, which in itself is an impressive feat. Kudos to Square on that one. See? Told you it wasn't always black and white. Number 9, General Baal, Grandia. And now, completely contradicting the last point, it's a villain that just wants to wipe humanity from the face of the earth. Grandia isn't a complicated RPG in terms of story, but then again, does it have to be? What's wrong with a game full of charm, doubling down on all the double-crossing and plot twists for some old-fashioned hero-saves-the-day shenanigans? General Baal is our humanity-destroying force in this adventure, yet the slow build in the first half would have you thinking otherwise. He spends most of it as a backseat driver to his colonel of his son Mullen, as he acts out Operation Yggdrasil. But when the story picks up pace, we discover that General Baal is nutterbuts insane, like hell-bent on ridding the world of humanity insane. And of course he releases and becomes one with the world-destroying force Gaia, because that's what madmen do. Look, I'm not saying it's original, but Grandia deserves the love for injecting some normality into, well, grandiose RPGs. It's bright, it's silly at times, but its cavalcade of cartoon villainy makes it worth a look. Number 8, Fao Lu, Breath of Fire 4. Fao Lu, the primary antagonist from Capcom's fourth Breath of Fire game, is one I would describe as a sympathetic villain. Well, up until a point. An Endless, a race that many refers to as gods, Fao Lu was summoned incorrectly by the yet unfounded Fao Empire. This causes Fao Lu's spirit, as it were, to split. This split creates Ru, our protagonist, who appears some 600 years after the summoning. Awakening from a 6th century snooze, Fao Lu sets to reunite with his split personality, in the literal sense, and take his rightful place as omnipotent being. Which, if your heart desires, you can totally do. You can convince Ryu, who sided with humans along the way, that they're worth nothing and must be destroyed. Or if you're feeling benevolent, you can opt to spare them and, in essence, rule from afar. To some, it may seem binary, scary, but that you can play as Falu at certain intervals gives him an introspection amongst the mortals that he otherwise wouldn't have garnered. Just goes to prove that the logic of gods is indeed fallible. Sometimes. Number 7. Luca Blight, Suikoden 2. Not all villains want to destroy the world, evoke ancient gods, or anything as grand as that. Some just live for the slaughter and supreme rule, as is the case for Suikoden 2's initial antagonist, the Prince of Highland, Luca Blight. A brutal act against his mother by thugs from Muse set Blight into a spiral of hatred of the state, as well as despising those he perceives as weak, as his father did nothing to intervene. This turn causes the Mad Prince to thirst for war, even to go as far as to instigate and frame an incident to break the Jousten Alliance as a catalyst to one. Blight thrives on slaughter, often through cruelty and maniacal laughter, before cutting down swaths of enemies and innocents alike. Spurred on by possession of the Beast Rune, Luca stops at nothing to rid the states of any he sees as weak, which is everyone. Even in death, he's barely repentant at what he's done. The only moment of peace he consoles himself with is that the flesh-scorching thirst in him has subsided. Number 6. Kafka Palazzo, Final Fantasy 3 and 6. There's a reason dispose rhymes with oppose. If they get in your way, kill them. Who would have thought the man dressed like a court jester would turn out to be insane? Appearances aside, Kafka Palazzo isn't mad. Well, in the conventional snookaloopy sense anyway. He's actually the intelligent kind of mad, born of magitech experimentation and a general contempt for the world. An indiscriminate sociopath, Kafka will stop at nothing to enact his contempt for mankind, even going as far as literally breaking the world. Of course, it doesn't take long until Kafka falls into that whole I am God, fear me mortals routine we're all accustomed to. But it's the build-up, the sheer nihilism and hatred for all that make him a memorable villain. And that laugh, that mad cackle that really cements that stone-cold killer attitude in. He may look like a jester, but no one's laughing at him. Kafka often gets overlooked in the wake of Final Fantasy VII making it big, but as far as diabolical plans in the series go, he's absolutely near the top.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Krellian, Xenogears. Oh boy, you'll have to forgive me if I don't succinctly nail the Xenogears plot synopsis here, but there is a lot to it. On the surface, Krellian is a man who despises the folly of humans and wants to rebuild a fallen god. This, he feels, will reset the planet and the pain the humans have brought on themselves over the years of self-induced suffering. A clean slate, if you will.
Yet there's much, much more to it than that. As I say, Xenogears is vast in its delivery of religious allegory, dissection of the soul and the id, as well as just about every contemporary theory in between. Oh, and giant robots, of course. What makes Krillian a worthy candidate for this list is the amount of time he's put into his plan. Centuries in the making. Krillian has witnessed all aspects of human fallibility and merely wants to join the world back to its way of existence, a unified state of love and oneness with God. It's not an inherently evil scheme as such, just mislaid intention. But you wouldn't think it from how he carries himself. Number 4, the elusive man, Mass Effect 2 and 3. Not all villains want to break the universe, some just want to own it. More than just an edgy name, we know nothing about Mr. Elusive or why he's taken a fancy to Shepard at the beginning of Mass Effect 2. It's only after we've been rebuilt that we learn of his intent, that the human race should be the dominant galactic species. There are real life parallels here that I won't draw on, but even in a contained video game narrative, eyebrows start being raised at that notion. The Elusive Man believes that biotics, humans with enhanced abilities, are the way the Cerberus leader seeks ultimate reign over all alien life forms. While he may give assistance against the Reaper threat, by the end of the second game his motivations are much clearer. But much like Saren in the first game, the price of power and domination makes him susceptible to Reaper indoctrination. By the end of Mass Effect 3, Mr. Man has succumbed to the Reaper forces, yet still holds belief that humans are the priority. Just goes to show how bad corporate wealth and ultimate power can be, kids. Number 3, Darth Malak, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Jedi and Sith backstories may be predictable now, but that doesn't stop some truly memorable heroes and villains being produced as a result. On first appearance, Darth Malak is your typical Sith. Cape, mask type dealio, evil scowl, and of course red lightsaber. So what makes him one of the best over, say, Darth Maul? Well, despite Maul being exempt for not being in an RPG, I mean. Because he's the cause of your memory loss and gradual climb back to power or atonement in Knights of the Old Republic, the greatest RPG of all time. The events of the game proceed because Malak wasn't happy being number 2, as you learn throughout your journey. A true Sith through and through, Malak seeks nothing more than complete control of the dark side of the Force. Sure, that's usually the intent of all Sith, so no points for originality. But what makes Malak's method stand out isn't the subtlety, the poisonous knife if you will. It's that he straight up opens fire on Revan's ship, holding back no intent to wipe him out and claim the top spot. He'll always be a number 1 when it comes to backstabbing treachery. Number 2, Sephiroth, Final Fantasy VII. It wouldn't be fair to leave out Sephiroth given that he's part of the vehicle that arguably revolutionized the attitudes to JRPGs to the Western audience. Whilst it's obvious to all now who the primary antagonist of Final Fantasy VII is, back in 1997, we didn't find this out until some way into the game. Well, when your bit part bad guy is rumored dead some 5 years prior to the game events, it would be fair to assume he's not that powerful. Of course, we should know better. And when he does surface with one of his classic I hate all life and must become God motivations, you know he means it. To be fair, you'd be a bit annoyed if you found out you'd been experimented on your whole life and then cloned, led to believe you were of an ancient race and infused with cells of an alien destructive force. But top marks for his grand scheme though. Damage the planet and inhabit the life stream as it tried to heal it, thus becoming godlike in the process. Number 1, Gaunter O'Dim, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. It should be enough to just say spoon through the eye and be done here, as that's some peak villainy behavior right there. But no, that's only a taste of things to come. What makes O'Dim a cracking foe is that he has no elaborate backstory or grand theatrical world-dominating plans. He, and I use that term loosely, is an enigmatic villain in that you always suspect more to his doings. So why does Geralt need to end his treacherous ways? Why not live and let toy with the machinations of men, for example? Well, because if left unchecked, the not at all he appears to be dim will go on to make more Faustian deals with unsuspecting opportunists. That's not me calling Gaunt to the devil, but I'm not calling him that either. A man who favors wordplay, O'Dim loves a contract with crafty stipulations, at the cost of a soul at the end of it. Yet what makes him a brilliant villain is that you can't help but admire his on-screen presence. The charisma on display is juxtaposed by the nasty deeds he puts the viewer through, which make him one of the most memorable villains out there.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.